roll. Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the creator has allowed us to come through another week, even to the sixth day. And he seemed fit to allow us to come to another day, bringing to you his great, holy, and exalted words, even the words of truth. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located 1907 Vine Street in Cincinnati, Ohio, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth, for Yah ordained me to tell you the truth. So this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our king. He's our judge. He's our lawgiver. And he is our only savior. And not just of Israel. Yah is the savior of the world. And I praise the mighty Yah once again that he, his mercy endure forever, and he's allowed us to come before you this day. Tonight, we're going to speak about seeking righteousness. In particularly, is righteousness and is righteousness for everyone? Or is it just for Israel? Can other people, other nations, seek righteousness? And once you begin to understand what righteousness is, you will certainly see that everybody has an opportunity to be righteous. Everybody has an opportunity to do the right thing. The question is not, do they have the right to do right? The question is, will they do right? The Creator said in the book of Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter, and let us read that, so you can understand the words of truth. And watch what it says. In the book of Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter, this is what it says. And moreover, Ecclesiastes 12 and 9. And moreover, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge. Yea, he gave good heed and sought out and set in order many proverbs. And these proverbs are in order. A lot of people don't know order. A lot of people don't have order. And many, and the mass majority of people, are not even taught in order. But nevertheless, the preacher sought to find out acceptable words, and that which was written was upright, even words of truth. This is what the preacher did. The words of the wise are as gold, as nails fastened by the masters of assemblies. In other words, they words that cannot be uprooted, taken out. They're not words that will rust and get old and break in pieces. Watch further what it says. Which are given from one shepherd. And what is a shepherd? A shepherd is one who's supposed to look out, protect, govern these words. Not talk about them, not talk against them, but a shepherd is the caretaker of the words. And you're going to see that many of the people that pick up this word, they just the opposite. They're not caretakers of the words of wisdom or the words of Yah. They rather an enemy to the Creator's words. Watch what it says. And further by these words, my son, be admonished of making many books. There is no end, because all these books have something in common. They all are a bunch of words. And these words that is turned into books, there is no end to them. Right now, you got a woman that wrote a book about Trump. And then there's going to be other books that come out about Trump. But who cares about that, man? Nobody care about that but the wicked, but a bunch of gossipers who love gossip, a rumor monger, which is a sin. But a book that contained the truth, who want that? Watch what it says. Making many books, there is no end. And much study is a weariness of the flesh. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Let's just give us the bottom line. Give us the bottom line. And this is what Solomon tried to do. Give us the bottom line. So he wrote Proverbs. He wrote Ecclesiastes. And this is what it says. This is the bottom line. After all the writing. He also wrote the Song of Solomon. Fear Elohim. His commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. That's how I read in many of your books. But actually what it's saying, this is the whole man, because this is how you become whole. This is how you become complete. But even if it did say the whole duty of man, that's good also. But when it said this is the whole man and this is the whole duty of man, it wasn't just talking about an Israelite. It wasn't just talking about a Hebrew. It wasn't just talking about the 12 tribes. It was talking about man, period. Do you realize the Creator gave, when he had the various prophets, the various people, to get hold unto his words, they had an opportunity to also do and be righteous? Sure, they can interpret a whole lot of things, but there are certain things that Yahweh made it crystal clear and very plain. And let me tell you what it is. Righteousness. He made that clear. Watch what it says. Fear Elohim, keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For Elohim shall bring every work into judgment. How many works? Every. With every secret thing, whether it be good or rather it be evil. In other words, the world has to be judged. Every man has to be judged on whether the thing that he has done, whether it be good or whether it be evil. And I don't want people to be confused about what the Creator wrote in the book of Psalm 147. Let us turn there. I want you to see that. Because this is the truth. In the book of Psalms 147, it says in the 19th and 20th verse, he showeth his word unto Jacob, his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. He have not dealt so with any nation, and as far as his judgment, they have not known them, praise ye Yah. So it is crystal clear who Yahweh gave his statutes and his judgment to. Crystal clear. He has not dealt with any nation concerning his statutes as well as his judgments. But what about his commandments? Do you know there was a time in the earth that people actually knew how to plant? Today, they don't know how to plant. Everything they plant is either mingled, defiled, polluted, and they have no regard for how Yahweh set things in order. There was a time where men knew how to raise animals. Not so today. They pump animals full of drugs. They mingle the seed of animals. And they do all kind of abominable things to them before it get to your kitchen table. But that ain't how it was at one point in time. Now today when you go fishing, you almost have to just throw the fish right back in the water because it's no good. I know some people say, well, why are you always talking about meat? The Creator said we can eat meat. The Creator said we can eat fish. The Creator said we can eat all these things. And this is true. But Yahweh also said that we must put a difference between the clean and the unclean, the holy and the unholy. And some of our people, they don't have no problem with the unholy and the unclean. And they have not searched out how unclean these things that they set on their tables. But I do. And I'm warning and alarming the people. But I'm not just alarming and blowing a trumpet on our people, but also the stranger, also the other nations. Because Yahweh said he will bring every work into judgment, whether it be good or whether it be evil. And since Yahweh said this, wouldn't it make sense? Don't it sound reasonable that other people will at least have to know good versus evil? And sure they do. Sure they know. They making clear choices just like Israel. We don't think they are. We think they just don't know no better. No, they know better. But what is righteousness? First of all, let's define righteousness so you can understand what Yahweh means when he says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments. Let me show you what the commandments are in the book of Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter. And why is this so important? Because the Most High tell us to seek righteousness, to seek meekness, that we might be hid in the day of Yah's anger. We dealt with meekness, but now we're dealing with righteousness. And watch what it says. And you talk to some of our people, you think you would believe that they don't want other people to be righteous. Why are they trying to keep our law? Why are they trying to do this? I wish the whole world kept the commandments of the Most High. Don't you? It'd be a better place. Of course, it is true. We don't like no imposters. That's not keeping the commandments, nor the law. But watch what it says. And don't get me wrong. I didn't say the Almighty gave them statutes and judgments. I didn't say the Almighty gave them a bunch of laws. But I'm going to show you what all these people should know. Watch what the Creator says. In Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, and we're going to start at the 20th verse. And when thy son asketh thee in time to come, Deuteronomy 6 and 20, saying, what mean the testimonies and the statutes and the judgments was Yah or Elohim have commanded you? You notice it's the testimonies, it's the statutes and the judgments that Yahweh commanded us. Well, watch what it says. Then thou shalt say unto thy son, we were favored by men in Egypt, and Yah brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. And Yahweh showed signs and wonders, great and sore, upon Egypt, upon Pharaoh, and upon all his household before our eyes. And he brought us out from this, that he might bring us in to give us a land which he swore unto our fathers. And Yahweh commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear Yah our Elohim for our good always, that he might preserve us alive as it is this day. And this is the part that I want you to see. Watch this 25th verse, because this is the key. And it shall be what? The very thing that Yahweh commanded us. And it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments before Yah our Elohim, as he has commanded us. So what is it that Yahweh consider our righteousness? The very thing he commanded us. And did not he already say, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter, fear Elohim and keep his commandments? And there are things that other people, they know that Yahweh has commanded for the righteous. And if the righteous concern themselves with these things, in other words, if you want to be righteous, these are the things that you would do. But if you're not righteous, these are the things you don't even have it in your mind, your heart, or thought to do. You're not going to do it. And we're going to go over some of those things. But I just want you to see something so you can understand what I'm talking about. For example, Go to the book of Genesis, the 20th chapter. I want you to see this. This is even before Israel was formed. And we're going to start reading at the very first verse. And Abraham, Genesis 21. And Abraham journeyed from thence toward the south country, dwelt between Kadesh and Shur, sojourned in Gerar. And Abraham said unto Sarah his wife, she is my sister. And Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah. But Elohim came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said to him, behold, thou art but a dead man for the woman which thou hast taken, for she is another man's wife. But Abimelech, watch what he say to Yahweh. But Abimelech had not come near her, and he said, Adon, or Yahweh, master, will thou slay also a righteous nation? In other words, Abimelech said, man, we a righteous nation, Yahweh. You will slay a righteous nation? And what made him think they was righteous? Well, the very thing that made them think they was righteous, because Yahweh had already sown righteousness in the earth. So they knew not to come near another man's wife. They knew that. How did they know that? Because that came from Yahweh. How you think righteousness got in the earth? Yahweh. So don't think other people don't know how to treat you, how to treat one another. Because Yahweh had already sown righteousness in the earth. And watch what it says. But Abimelech had not come to her, and he said, master, will thou slay also a righteous nation? Said he not unto me, she is my sister, and she, even she herself, he is my brother. In the integrity of my heart, which is righteousness, and innocency of my hands, which is also righteousness, have I done this? And Elohim said unto him in a dream, yea, I know that thou didst this in the integrity of thy heart. For I also withheld thee from sinning against me. Therefore suffer I thee not to touch her. Now, how did he know not to touch her? How did he know? And Yahweh kept him from her, but this man wouldn't went near her anyway because she was another man's wife. Now, it is true, Abraham thought they would have killed him and then took her. And that's not righteousness at all. And Abimelech said, well, you going to slay a righteous nation? This is his reasoning, his rationalization with the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. This is how he's communicating with him. Because undoubtedly, for that to come out of his mouth, will thou slay a Sadiq Goyim, a righteous nation? Because they know what righteousness is. Don't think they don't know. Furthermore, watch what it says in Genesis, the 18th chapter. Because the Creator said not only to seek meekness, he said seek righteousness. So don't think people don't know what it is. And don't be tricked and bamboozled by these false religions that make you think righteousness is something else. And definitely don't be bamboozled by these rebellious Israelites that make you believe that you don't have to keep Yahweh's commandments. Here it is. Yahweh got a covenant called the Ten Commandments. And all you got to do is ask the Israelite, do you keep the Ten Commandments? And I'm going to tell you, a lot of them will tell you they don't. Because one of those commandments in there, they definitely don't keep. And it's called the Sabbath day. So if they don't keep it, all they keep is nine, if they keep that. And let me tell you, there's no scripture where it tells you to keep nine commandments. There's none. Don't be tricked. Because every work shall be brought into judgment, whether it be good or whether it be evil, whether you be Israel or whether you are not, whether you Hebrew or someone else. Watch what the scripture says in the book of Genesis 18, starting at the 16th verse. And the men rose up from thence and looked toward Sodom. And Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. And Yahweh said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him. And they shall keep the way of Yahweh to do justice and judgment, that Yahweh may bring upon Abraham that which have spoken of him. And Yahweh said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether unto the cry of it, which has come unto me. And if not, I will know. Well, how can a people that Yahweh didn't give his commandments to, how can they sin? Yahweh said in Sodom and Gomorrah, their sin was grievous to him. So grievous, so great, that it came all the way unto heaven. And he said, I'm going to go down altogether to see if it be so. And what is a sin? Well, let me show you what a sin is, because most people don't even know what a sin is. The only people, they go to the New Testament to try to define a sin. New Testament can't define no sin. Yahweh defines a sin, and Yahweh don't speak in no New Testament. And let me show you so you will never forget it. In the book of Leviticus, the fourth chapter, and you're going to see with your own eyes, what is a sin? And watch what it says. It's 4, and we're going to read the 13th verse. And if the whole congregation of Israel sin through ignorance, now what is a sin? In other words, they doing something, but they know not what they do. The word ignorance means they don't know. This thing is hidden from them. They don't have the knowledge of it. And the thing be hid from the eyes of the assembly. In other words, that's what ignorance is. Some people say, man, you're ignorant. But see, we done made this word so negative nobody can even hear is positive. You don't even know. You just don't know. It's been hidden from your eyes. This is why we got to learn the word of Yah and watch what it says. Seeing through ignorance. And the thing be hid from the eyes of the assembly, which is ignorance. And they have done somewhat against any of the commandments of Yahweh concerning things which should not be done and are guilty. So what is a sin? A sin is when you do anything against the commandments of Yahweh. That is a sin. That's what sin is. When you break any of his commandments. So yes, Sodom and Gomorrah, they sinned a grievous, a great sin. Yes, they sinned back during the time of Noah. And we're going to read that. Many nations still sinning today. And watch what the scripture says. Going back to the book of Genesis 18. I just want you to see that. Sin is when you done ought against any of Yahweh commandments. Such as telling people a day start at night. That's a sin. That is a direct sin against Yahweh. That's against his commandments. Just to let you know. Genesis 18. And watch what it said. 20th verse again. And Yahweh said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, because they sinned, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which has come unto me, and if not, I will know. And the men turned their faces from thence and went toward Sodom. But Abraham stood yet before Yahweh, and now I'm about to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt what I showed you concerning what is a sin, and that's against when you do against any of Yahweh's commandments. I'm going to show you, as I already did in the book of Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, the 25th verse, where Yahweh said, this is your righteousness if you do all his commandments. That's what righteousness is. It's doing his commandments, and sin is going against his commandments. They are total opposite of one another. And watch what it says. 23rd verse. And Abraham drew near and said, will thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? That's a question, Yahweh. Just like Abimelech said, will you slay a righteous nation also? We're righteous, Yah. We're not wicked. And Abraham asked the same thing Abimelech asked. Peradventure there be 50 righteous within the city. Will thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? That be far from thee to do after this manner. Watch what it says. To slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked, that be far from thee. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? Even Abraham knew what was right. And here we got people that will have you to believe, that will teach you and have you confess and believe that Yahweh took his righteous son, killed him for a bunch of wicked people. And they call his name Christ. First of all, Yahweh would not even slay and kill the righteous with the wicked. So sometimes you got a bunch of people that died in 9/11, and they died in the towers, and the whole thing fell down. Now, if that was Yahweh, and Yahweh said there is no evil in the city, and Yah has not done, Yahweh already declared that he would not slay the righteous with the wicked, let alone kill the righteous for the wicked. And we got these religions making you believe this is right. Yahweh said that'd be far from him. Watch what it says. So you can understand what righteousness is versus sin. And Yahweh said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, if I find 50 there, then I will spare all the place for their sakes. What if he found 50 righteous, 10 righteous in the building? You think he would let that building fall on the righteous? No, that'd be far from him. See, these things are far from Yahweh. This is what I'm trying to get you to understand. There are certain things Yahweh will have nothing to do. He loved the righteous so much that he will spare the whole city for 50 righteous. And not just 50. Watch what it says. And Abraham answered and said, behold, now I've taken upon me to speak unto Yahweh, which am but dust and ashes. In other words, I'm nothing, Yahweh. I'm just dust and ashes. Peradventure there shall lie 5 of the 50 righteous. Will thou destroy all the city for the lack of 5? And he said, if I find there 45, I will not destroy it. Are y'all hearing what Yahweh is saying? Are y'all getting the message, the picture? Here it is. Your enemies done painted a picture that it is okay. It makes total sense to kill the righteous for the wicked. But here Yahweh is saying, I would never kill the righteous for the wicked. Matter of fact, I won't even kill the righteous with the wicked. But what I will do, I'll spare the wicked because of the righteous. Picture that Yahweh is painting. Watch what it says. Verse 29. And he spake unto him yet again and said, peradventure there shall be 40 found there. And he said, I will not do it for 40's sake. And he said unto him, oh, let not Yahweh be angry, and I will speak. Peradventure there shall be 30 found there. And he said, I will not even do it for 30's sake. And he said, behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto Yahweh. Peradventure there shall be 20 found there. And he said, I will not destroy for 20's sake. And he said, oh, let not Yahweh be angry, and I will speak yet but this once. Peradventure 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. Even if I found 10, I won't do it. But we want to believe that Yahweh will kill somebody for a world full of wicked people. This is a total religious lie. And don't be tricked. Because what are we learning here? Yahweh wants us to seek righteousness. But you've got to know what righteousness is. And you got to know the opposite. There's a balance. A lot of people, they think they know what righteousness is, but they don't even know what a sin is. Then they think they know what a sin is, but don't even know what righteousness is. A sin is when you do aught against any of Yahweh commandments. But righteousness is when we keep and do that Yahweh has commanded us to do. Now we're going to see some things as we see in here. Sodom and Gomorrah had an opportunity to be spared, to be saved. And you're going to see even in the last days, they'll be brought back. Watch what it says in the book of Genesis, the 7th chapter. How can you seek something that you have no knowledge of what to seek? There was a time in the earth where it was crystal clear that you were not to shed another man's blood. That was clear. That was no nations understood that. That you just gonna go around killing people for nothing. As many of our people doing today. They not just killing one another, but other people is killing us. In the name of things that has nothing to do with Yahweh commandments. Watch what it says in the book of Genesis, the 7th chapter, the very first verse. And Yahweh said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. Because that's how beautiful righteousness is to Yahweh. He seen righteousness in him. So what did he do? Say, y'all come into the ark. But what did Yahweh see in everybody else? Watch this in the book of Genesis, the 6th chapter. This is what Yahweh seen in everybody else. The 5th verse, Genesis 6:5. And Elohim saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented Yahweh that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him. In other words, he was disappointed what man had become. Because he know when he made man, man had the ability to do good things. Man had the ability to do right things. And there were some who did do good. There were some who did do right. Yahweh is so merciful. Why you think he didn't destroy the earth sooner? Because you had men like Enoch, and men like Mahalaleel, and men like Seth, and men like Methuselah. You hear a lot of men like this in the earth, and so Yahweh wouldn't even destroy the earth. But then when these men died out, the various righteous things that Yahweh loved to see, they began to dwindle. Now the earth, according to Yah, the wickedness of man was great in the earth. In other words, now this thing was too great, and I got to come down and do something about it. Because for some strange reason, we believe that other people can't do right. Yes, they can do right. They can do the commandments to keep or for their righteousness' sake. They can do that. They can humble themselves. They can do these things. They're not given the statutes and the judgments and the laws as Israel is given, but they can do righteously. All they have to do is keep his commandments. And what commandments? The commandments that he gives these nations. Why would they even consider themselves righteous? Just show you a couple things so you can see what I'm telling you is the truth. In the book of Jeremiah, the 18th chapter, turn there. I look for people to do right. I look for other people to do right. Why are you thinking of scriptures? The scriptures say, and all the families of the earth shall be blessed in thee. Bless those that bless thee, and curse those that curse thee. And in all the families of the earth shall be blessed in thee. Why? Because they have, that's a commandment. To bless the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Watch what it says in the book of Jeremiah, the 18th chapter. And listen to this closely. The word of Yahweh came to me saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, says Yahweh? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. And Yahweh want Israel to know this because everything and everybody is in Yahweh's hand. And watch the 7th verse. At what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom, to pluck up, to pull down, and to destroy it. If that nation against whom I have pronounced turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do unto them. In other words, the only way you can turn from your evil is that you turn and do what's right, or to turn and to do what is good, or to turn and keep his commandments. It's either one or the other. Watch what it says. And at what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom, to build and to plant, like Egypt, like Ethiopia, or Cush, like Babylon, like many of your great nations of antiquity. If it do evil in my sight, that it obey not my voice, then I will repent of the good wherewith I said I will benefit them. And this is what Yahweh has done. Many of the nations, many of the kingdoms of antiquity, and the mass majority of these people, these nations, were black nations that Yahweh had made them great, even greater than his people. And look where they are today. How great is Egypt today? How great is Ethiopia today? How great are the other black nations? What black nation do you know is great, period? Tell me, which one is it? They're great, and they're so great, everybody just running to it. There is no nation from antiquity. What about the land of Ur? Ancient Babylon. Yeah, today. All these nations are nothing. Nothing. And why? Because at one instant, they turn to do evil after Yah her proclaimed to build and to plant and to do them good. Yahweh will turn to do evil, because it is Yah is the one that putteth up, setteth up, buildeth up, but it is Yahweh that bringeth down. And this, what people seem not to understand. They want Yahweh blessings and don't even realize the same one that bless is the same one that curse. They want Yahweh's healing and refuse to acknowledge the same one that heal is the same one that wound. Yahweh save and make alive, and he will, and he can, and there's none other beside him. But Yahweh, the one that make alive, is the same one that kill. And until the earth bow down to his power and his power only, you're going to be stuck in confusion and shame of face. You can do righteously, but you have to have the knowledge of the holy. Watch what it says. In the book of Exodus, I want you to see this. I think it's Exodus, the 9th chapter. Turn there. Show you this Egypt. In the book of Exodus, the 9th chapter, I want you to see this. Verse 22. And Yahweh said unto Moshe, stretch forth thy hand toward heaven, that there may be hail in all the land of Egypt, upon man, upon beast, upon every herb of the field throughout the land of Egypt. And Moshe stretched forth his rod toward heaven, and Yahweh sent thunder and hail. The fire ran along upon the ground. Yahweh rained hail upon the land of Egypt. There was hail, fire mingled with hail, very grievous, such as there was none like it in all the land of Egypt since it became a nation. And the hail smote throughout all the land of Egypt, all that was in the field, both man and beast. And the hail smote every herb of the field and break every tree of the field. Only in the land of Goshen, where the children of Israel were, was there no hail. And I want you to see, watch this 27th verse. And Pharaoh sent and called for Moshe and Aaron, and said unto them, I have sinned this time. How in the world did Pharaoh know he sinned? If the world did not know what sin was. And watch what he said after he said this. And Pharaoh sent and called for Moshe and Aaron and said unto them, I have sinned this time. Yahweh is righteous, and I and my people are wicked. We under the impression that the wicked don't even know they wicked. The righteous don't even know they righteous. And nobody know when they sinned. Yeah, these people know, just like you know. And then we got a bunch of sinners, because we got people who not only don't keep Yahweh commandments, but they teach men not to keep his commandments. They teach people not to keep his Sabbath day. And then after they tell you not to keep his Sabbath day, don't pay tithes. And then if you ask these same people, are you righteous? And they will say yes. And that's the total opposite of righteousness. Even Pharaoh knew this. I've seen this time. Yahweh is righteous, and I and my people are wicked. Now, was Pharaoh in the land of Canaan when he said this? No, because you don't have to be in the land of Canaan to determine whether you're righteous or not. Was Noah, when Yahweh said, I seen righteous in thee, was he in the land of Canaan? No, Noah was not in no land of Canaan, but yet Yahweh seen righteous in him. Was Abimelech in the land of Canaan when he said, will you slay a righteous nation also? No, he wasn't in no land of Canaan. And is Sodom and Gomorrah, where Jerusalem at, where Canaan is? No, it is not. But yet, Yahweh still said they had sinned a great sin. So don't let people tell you you can't keep Yahweh's commandments. And the Sabbath day is a commandment. Watch what it says. 28 verse. Entreat Yahweh that there be no more mighty thunderings and hail, and I will let you go, and ye shall stay no longer. And Moshe said unto him, as soon as I am gone out of the city, I will spread abroad my hands unto Yahweh, and the thunder shall cease, neither shall there be any more hail, that thou mayest know how Yahweh, know how that the earth is Yahweh's. But as for thee and thy servants, I know that ye will not yet fear Yah Elohim. Even though, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. But yet, I know you're not going to fear Yah, and you're not going to keep his commandments, since this is the whole duty of man. And watch what it says in the book of Deuteronomy, the 18th chapter. In the book of Deuteronomy 18, and look what it says. Starting at the 9th verse. When thou art coming to the land which Yah the Elohim giveth thee. Now, this is the land of Canaan. But you're going to see why Yahweh is saying what he's about to say. You're going to see why he's referring to the land. When thou art coming to the land which Yah the Elohim giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. What nations? Well, the nations that was in the land. The nations that occupy the land of Canaan. And who was that? The Canaanites. There shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto Yahweh. And because of these abominations, Yahweh, thy Elohim, do drive them out from before thee. In other words, Yahweh saying, look, this is the reason why I'm kicking these fools out of the land. These were not Israelites. These were Canaanites. And Yahweh said, man, I kicked these fools out because they were doing all these abominations. But watch what the Creator said. 13th verse. Thou shalt be perfect with Yah thy Elohim. For these nations which thou shalt possess, hearken unto observers of times, unto diviners. But as for thee, Yahweh thy Elohim have not suffered thee so to do. I haven't allowed you to do this mess. This is what they do. They not listening to Elohim. They not fearing Elohim and keeping his commandments. These fools listening to observer of times, enchanters, necromancers, witchcraft, wizards. And these same wizards assist today. Today, they just don't. They don't wear the wizardry on they back, but they still there. They still there. But Yahweh said, we're not to do it because this is a total abomination unto him. Canaanites knew what to do when they went into the land. They just refused. And watch this. In the book of Jonah. Here it is. Our people don't want to have nothing to do with sackcloth and ashes. But watch what happened in Nineveh in the book of Jonah, the third chapter, the first verse. And the word of Yahweh came unto Jonah the second time, saying, arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. So Jonah arose, went unto Nineveh, according to the word of Yahweh. Now Nineveh was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey. And Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey, and he cried and said, yet 40 days Nineveh shall be overthrown. And watch what the scriptures say in the fifth verse. So the people of Nineveh believed Elohim. Well, what that mean? Did you know that according to our commandments, the scriptures tell us to believe in Yahweh and we shall be established. Believe in his prophets and we will prosper. And Nineveh not only believed in Yahweh, but they believed in his prophets. And as a result of believing in Yahweh and his prophets, watch what happens. Here today, I bring you Yahweh commandments, telling you about the month, and you'll tell me something about the moon. And it's not even one of Yahweh's commandments. Watch what it says. So the people of Nineveh believed Elohim, proclaimed a fast, and put on sackcloth. Now, a lot of our people, they'll proclaim a fast, but you won't see them put on no sackcloth. They think this is some old-time stuff. This back in the day. Well, where do you think fasting came from? The old time. Did not Yahweh say, look unto the old past, wherein the good way was? Yeah, that's what Yahweh said. So the people of Nineveh believed Elohim and proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth from the greatest of them even to the least of them. For the word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he rose from his throne, and he laid his robe from him, covered him with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. Where do you think he got that from? And he caused it to be proclaimed and published throughout Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink water, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth. Not only did they put on sackcloth themselves, but they said, let man and beast be covered with sackcloth. Here it is. Our people ain't never put on sackcloth today. Many of our people. And why? Because they don't know the commandments of Yahweh. That's why. Because if they knew the commandments of Yahweh, they would know every wicked Israelite needs to wear sackcloth. But watch what happened. Even if you don't believe you need to wear sackcloth, watch what sackcloth did for Nineveh. That man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily unto Elohim. Yea, let them turn every one from his evil way. So don't come to me, you don't got to wear it. Ain't what you got on the outside is what's on the inside. No, it ain't. It's what's on the outside also. Here it is. Not only they put on sackcloth, But they said, let every man turn from his evil way. How did they know the evil way in which they were doing? They weren't Israelites. Watch what it says. And from the violence that is in their hands. Who can tell if Elohim will turn and repent and turn away from his fierce anger that we perish not? And watch what it says. And Elohim saw their works. Did not Yahweh say he will bring every work into judgment? Whether it be good or whether it be bad. Every work. And Elohim saw their works, that they turned from their evil way. And Elohim repented of the evil that he had said that he would do unto them, and he did it not. And let me tell you how many days they had. 40 days. 40 days. That's what they had. That's what Jonah prophesied to them. And as soon as they heard this word, they got to work. They got busy. They believed Elohim because that's what the prophet brought to them. Yahweh calls it the rain 40 days and 40 nights. And let me tell you, when it rained 40 days and 40 nights, I can assure you that before it started raining, the people had an opportunity. They had a chance. Yahweh's too merciful. And when the rain started coming, don't believe these little wicked movies make you think they was knocking down the door. No, they didn't think they was going to be killed just because it was raining. But yet, they died. Here it is. Moses went on the mount for 40 days and 40 nights. And what did the wicked Israelites do? They lost their mind and built a golden calf. That's all it takes. It's 40 days and 40 nights. Here it is, Yahweh told the children of Israel to search the land. And let me tell you how long it took. 40 days they searched. And what did they do? They came back with a bad report, a negative report, a report that was so bad that now the whole people were scared and wanted to kill Moses, Aaron, Joshua, and Caleb. That's how bad the report was. All it takes is 40 days. Here it is, the children of Israel stood right before the Philistines. And this big uncircumcised Philistine called Goliath defied the true and living Elohim, the Elohim of Israel, and came before them every day for 40 days. And let me tell you what they did. Nothing. Was afraid. Was scared. And it took a little shepherd boy after the 40th day. His name was David. Never fought a war. Never wore armor. Not only he slayed this big uncircumcised Philistine, but he took his head off with his own sword. All it takes is 40 days. Just like Nineveh. And here it is. Prophet Elijah stood before King Ahaz on his 40-day journey. King Ahaz, Jezebel, killed prophets of Yahweh. And after 40 days, this prophet named Elijah said, "How long shall we be of two opinions?" Here it is, the Israelites today, they don't care how long. They fine being of two opinions. But all they had to take was 40 days. And Elijah let them know, if it be the deities and the people you serving, let it be so. But if it be Yahweh our Elohim, serve him. And y'all know the story. All Ahaz's prophets were slain. And it's Jezebel who ordered Yahweh true prophets, she was killed also. All it takes is 40 days. That's it. And so you understand what righteousness is all about. Show you something in the book of Proverbs, the 12th chapter. See, everybody can be righteous. Everybody got an opportunity to be righteous. Unless Yahweh has decided to close your eyes. But Yahweh loves righteousness so much. He wants you to see what it's all about. And watch what it says in the book of Proverbs 12. And tell me if you can do this, the 17th verse. And watch what it says. He that speaketh the truth showeth forth righteousness. But a false witness, deceit. Can you tell the truth? Because he that speaketh the truth, that's how you show forth righteousness. Who can't do that? In the same Proverbs, the 12th chapter, watch what it says in the 10th verse. A righteous man regarded the life of his beast, but the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. Here it is. We got people on farms raising their own beast. And let me tell you what they doing. They drugging them up. They pumping them full of steroids. And they feeding them garbage. And it is a known truth that when you eat these things, you're going to develop diseases that wasn't even known to man many years ago. Like cancer. Nobody knew about no cancer and dying of cancer. They didn't know about no heart disease. People weren't dying of no heart attacks. This is all because of some wicked people. Because the scripture says, a righteous man regardeth the life of his beast. These are not people who regard the life of a beast because they don't even regard the life of a man. Watch in the book of Proverbs 14 because I want you to see righteousness. And look what it says. The 34th verse. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Passing laws for homosexuals. This is a great sin. And I know they get mad because they like sinning. This is not my word. This is the word of Yah. Yahweh said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. This is what Yahweh said in the last scripture, Proverbs 29:2. When the righteous are in authority, in other words, when they ruling, the people rejoice. But when the wicked bear rule, people mourn. And brothers and sisters, the earth not only languishes, but the earth is in great mourning. Seek righteousness, seek meekness, that you might be hid in the day of Yah's anger. So until tomorrow, Yahweh love you, and so do I. Shalom.
I'm staying down impatient as a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by your seed. The secret of Yahweh who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything. And to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse you. Know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging Yah for mercy and his love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy.